Shoot. You're her, aren't you?
Oh, nice to meet you too, Mr. Kelly. Special Agent Jocelyn Fowler, United States Defense Intelligence Agency. This is the coat room, yes? Not a trick question, love, I promise. Well, I'll just leave this here for now. Going to be getting much chillier for me in a short bit. So, you were saying Deputy Marshmallow is where now?
I'll just radio for him.
Now, mustn't spoil the surprise. Deny me seeing the look on his face. Tell you what, why don't you take me to where Bass is? And that way, not only do I get a friendly male escort, but you won't have to see how many ways I can break your arm without losing a nail.
This way. Large conference room.
Ta, love.
In there.
Okay. I know he'll be armed. He'll expect me to be too. We'll probably fire first. Well, nothing else is coming to mind. Here, hold this a tick.
Oh, you shouldn't, either the sauna or your own private berth.
Love, if I walk into that room in anything more than my knickers, he'll think I have a gun, and I stand a chance of catching a round. Hell, even half naked, I still stand a 50-50 chance. You're all right, love. Never seen a woman in her laces before. You look all pale. You're going to... Let me just quickly take that back.
Bosoms.
I have to say, never had a bloke faint seeing me like this. I'll take it as a compliment, Mr. Kelly. On to pressing matters.
Enter.
I'm unarmed, Marshmallow. I'm not concealing either, as you can plainly see.
Federal agent, get on your knees. Do it now.
Oh, usually takes a few more drinks before I'm on my knees, Marshmallow. I'm here at...
Get on your knees and stop resisting.
The NSF and Beauregard Lowing invited me here, Marlow. I'm not here for you. I'm not armed, presently.
Last warning. Get on your... What in the name of a... Deputy Marshmallow... Have you lost your senses?
Stay back, Doctor. This is an arrest.
For what? Special Agent Fowler, last chance. You have three options, Jocelyn. Option one.
Yes, I remember your options. In the interest of resolving this... There. I'm on my knees.
Cross your legs at the ankles.
Once you handcuff me, check my jacket pocket outside for the official order sending me down here. Oh, they're next to the fainted station operations manager outside the door.
Deputy Marshal, I can attest. Agent Fowler is here at the direct request of Beauregard Lowing Corporation, the United States Senate, and cleared by the NSF. I'm going to get the official paperwork to show you. Give me a reason why I should not have you locked up for Charlie's murder.
I'll give you three, Marshmallow. One, I was in Caracas when Charlie was murdered. Easily verifiable, there was local news, live coverage where you see me multiple times in the background.
Sure, the DIA couldn't possibly edit televised playback.
Open your ears, you tosser. I said live footage. Can't edit live footage. Two, the method of Charlie's death was an electrical disruption device. Not exactly our preferred way of resolving things. And three, don't you think if I had done it, I'd be bragging about it?
Deputy Marshal, here. I believe these are the official orders being referenced. They clearly show the orders from Agent Fowler being assigned here by Director Dantes, Director Panchinalton, as well as Lieutenant General Barrier. This is all horseshit.
It's all on the up and up. Feel free to verify it, although if my timing is still anywhere near accurate, you should be getting a call in... 3-2... I still got it.
Deputy Marshal Marlowe, please pick up line 3. Important Marshal business. Line 3, Bass, sweetheart. Don't know who Director Davis is, but he sounds like he could use a nap.
Deputy Supervisor Marshal Marlowe speaking. And why wasn't I notified?
Was Marshal Murphy aware of this? I understand. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you, Director Davis. Seems Agent Fowler has been temporarily assigned to the station as a special security consultant to help safeguard certain research projects important to the DIA and Beauregard Lowing. Apparently, nobody saw it fit to notify the Marshal Service at any level prior to her arriving. As well, according to Director Davis, head of the U.S. Marshal Service, were to afford you every courtesy due a member of the Department of Defense.
There you have it, then. One big happy family again. Now, why don't you put away your unauthorized sidearm? People have a nasty habit of getting shot in the leg.
Cross me one time. Just once. And I don't care who you're with and who you know back in the world, I'll make sure problems are dealt with.
Ooh, body cams, love. We both have them, and they have a nasty habit of picking up everything. Well, now, since formalities are concluded, why don't I put my work clothes back on?
I greatly apologize for that display of barbaric animosity. I did not realize that you and the deputy marshal knew one another, nor had such a history.
Oh, when I saw that request for the defense agency to have an agent sent down here to help safeguard Atlas, I quickly made sure I'd get the assignment. Director Dantes was only too happy to make the selection once she found out the sordid past Marshmallow and I have.
I'll give you the room so you can get dressed and... Afterwards, I will fill you in on the telemetry we've been receiving since we set up sensors in the Canadian station. We're confident that the experiments are...
One moment, Doctor. Let me turn this bloody thing off before anything is said that...
Recording has concluded.
So, she's like your archenemy or something like that. Joker to your Batman. More than that. She said she had nothing to do with the murder of Chuck and Janet, but I don't believe anything that comes out of that bitch's mouth. I have people in the Marshal's office and FBI checking her alibi.
You believe she's here for Project Atlas?
She didn't say so exactly, and her orders and the word out in Washington she's assigned as special security for on-station projects and critical operations. However, when you do the math, it's obvious her primary goal is keeping tighter security around Atlas, which, trust me, will make our information gathering more difficult with her guarding the henhouse.
Well, whatever her function is on the station, I can tell you that Doctors Jovac, Wainwright, and Lorenz have been acting extremely peculiar. And there's a rumor that Dr. Van Zandt is going to formally retire in the next few weeks. His departing grad students were honestly surprised that he wasn't booked on one of the first few flights out of here.
Are they still considering you for Dr. Van Zandt's replacement? Head of the Dark Scepter Lab? Oh, God, still so much blood. Oh.
Sounds like it. I haven't expressed interest in accepting, but I also haven't told them flat out that I don't want it either, so... we'll see what happens. Thomas, you need to keep ice in your nose. The bleeding will stop faster that way.
Damn, Tommy. Not like when the troll doctor got naked in the sauna. Lawman's arch nemesis was only in her underwear. And you still passed out?
Okay, a super killing machine started to strip down. So, I guess I just...
Oh. Ezekiel Francis Bustamante.
Yes, ma'am.
Enough.
Yes, ma'am. Sorry, Tommy.
It's okay.
All right. Goes out saying our lives are about to get incredibly difficult with Jocelyn guarding the front door to the ice caves. I'm going to wait for the formal word to come in on her alibi confirmation. Until then, let's keep an eye on what she does, who she talks to, and so on. Just be alert as she'll notice who is noticing her. So don't do anything overt or out of the ordinary. So what you're saying is watch her, but don't make it look like you are watching. Exactly. You know, after so many months of having the galley so empty and mostly to us, I'm gonna have to get used to all these new people being around here at once.
Oh, yeah! Isn't it wonderful? So many new faces, constant noise in the hallways and labs. Oh, I just love this time of year when the station comes alive again after the winter ends.
You do get used to it quickly. Old routines and habits kick back in and, well, not as much for me. Start of previous summers, I hid away as much as I could. Got to work earlier and stayed longer than most, just to minimize that people time. Now, though, it doesn't seem as overwhelming as it once had.
Oh, how very true. I only used to see you 2 to 3 times a year. Now, oh gosh, you're one of my best friends.
Oh, Thomas, I consider you a very dear friend as well.
Oh, I just got the bleeding to stop. Oh, now it's all... I'm embarrassed again. I better go to the doctor, if you'll all excuse me.
Hey, Tommy, wait up. I'll walk you over there. Need to go make sure the repairs are holding up in the A-pods anyway. Lawman, man, we catching up later?
Yeah, happy to. 1600?
Yep. See you when I see you. Bye, Kendra. Come on, Romeo. Let's get you to Doc McStuffins and get the bleeding to stop. I'll escort you down there. You sure not bleeding all over Mikhail's floor.
Thank you, Zeke. Also, if you could be my eyes, I think if I see...
Table to your right.
Sweetie, I know you aren't thrilled to see Jocelyn here. Probably the last thing you wanted, really.
No, I'm overjoyed to have her here. Now I don't have to go far to find her once I hear her alibi has been proven as horseshit as I suspect it will.
You're too close to this one to be seeing clearly. And if Jocelyn is half as clever as you've described her, I'm willing to bet she's using that. In science, we have something called predictive algorithms. The actual definition is to use historical data to predict future events. Typically, the historical data is used to build a mathematical model that can capture important trends. And then that predictive model is then used on current data to predict what will happen next, or to suggest the actions to take for forecasted outcomes.
She's predicting my next moves.
Exactly. And by you getting so worked up, she's able to predict what you'll do based on what you've done in the past when you would butt heads. So, as it pertains to her, if you would want to maintain the advantage...
Do something she'd never expect. Ever. Well, you're beautiful and brilliant.
Thanks, Bess. I'm a scientist. Multiple PhDs kind of comes with the territory. Thinking objectively rather than reactionary. Also, doesn't hurt that... What was it Miss June said? That I'm just as cute as a button on a newly diapered baby.
Okay, then. Rather than starting to fly off the handle at every mention of her name or seeing her, I gotta do something different.
Supervisory Deputy Marshal Bass Marlowe. My goodness, that's a mouthful. Why do y'all have to have such a long title anyhow? Bass, darling, please come to operations. Dr. Wainwright requests your presence. Operations, please, Bass, darling. And I heard you talking about babies, Shug.
How does she do that?
Chalk it up to just another mystery here on the ice. Listen, I best get over there to see what Larry wants this time. It probably has something to do with his scene with Jocelyn this morning.
Yeah, I need to head out to the Dark Sector Lab anyway. I have a busy day getting all of our new staff up to speed and acclimated to our operations. Normally, Gita would be doing that, but, well, my baby steps are turning into toddler... wobbles.
That's fantastic, and I can't wait to hear all about it at dinner. Love you.
With all my heart.
Recording stopped.
Without any consideration for the damage it would have caused. That is exactly why firearms are never permitted on the station. All that would have been required be one negligent discharge, one errant shot that hits a heating line, and this station would be put at severe risk.
Odd how the safety and well-being of the staff didn't factor into your examples. I also don't recall you lodging a protest when it was used to keep the ice spiders at bay. Nor when we were actively ensuring the ice feet left everybody alone.
Nevertheless, and given the events of it... I'm sorry, the what?
What?
No, what was it you just said?
When? You said ice spiders and what?
The ice... Oh, damn it, now he's got me doing it.
The Bumbles, okay? Regardless, given the events of this morning, Deputy Marshal, I am submitting a formal request to have all firearms removed from this station. Those known and any others I may not be aware of.
Oh, I'm sure your chief of security for the station will absolutely go along with that order.
I've known her much longer than you, Doctor. If you believe she came to this station without any sidearms, then I'll need to review your academic credentials. Rest assured, Deputy Marshal, this edict will be for all station personnel. Even though she's declined to file a formal complaint on the matter this morning, I will.
You have no idea how little that concerns me. Why is she exactly here, Doctor? Why does the station need a formal chief of security for operational protection? Is it for all the science programs Munson Scott supports, or only for specific projects? Was this your idea?
Hardly. I disdain having non-scientists here at the pole. Yes, I suppose we do need some support from the contractor staff to help maintain station operations, but even then, their presence is a necessary requirement. The decision to have a more formal and dedicated security official on station came from the U.S. Senate.
I'm sorry, the what?
I did not request it. I do not want it. Hell, I don't want you to be here, despite my protestations of such being necessary. No. The U.S. Senate Homeland Security Subcommittee on Government Operations and Border Management decided such was necessary and requested the Defense Intelligence Agency send a security operative down. Given recent turn of events from within the President's Foreign Policy Cabinet, President Campbell received and signed off on a request.
Hold on. Jocelyn is here at the request of the President?
I highly doubt Agent Fowler was handpicked by the President directly. And Franklin, even if she was, I do not care. Her being here is a distraction. Your being here is a distraction. And the both of you being here and given the brutish and barbarian interaction I observed earlier this morning would never have been tolerated when I first arrived.
As is such, while I don't desire it, I am told I must endure it.
So, if I am required to suffer your combined presence, I'll ensure I'm able to mitigate the damage the two of you can enact. No firearms permitted. I don't need you two reenacting the Battle of Hubbardton.
Dr. Wainwright, with all due respect for your title, your position, and your standing here on the station, please understand that this is standard operational procedure and general policy for all U.S. Marshals to be armed.
This station is under the jurisdiction of furthermore,
and with continued respect, the Law Enforcement Officer Safety Act, or LAOSA, of 2004 allows qualified active law enforcement officers to carry a concealed firearm in any jurisdiction in the U.S. or U.S. territories, regardless of state or local laws. I am carrying under federal law, and as we're both keenly aware, the United States has not submitted nor maintains a territorial claim within Antarctica, nor does it recognize any other country's claim. Thus, I welcome any challenge you lodge and am more than happy to file my rebuttal in response. With all due respect. Now, was there anything else you required today, Doctor? Or as you typically say, may I go now?
Yes, go!
I know it's not what you want to hear, Bass, but given what we're seeing, her alibi is rock solid. She was attending an art exhibit at the French Embassy in Caracas, Venezuela. It was televised live by France Television, as well as several stations locally. VTV, Globovision, Vail TV, they all have footage recorded live where you can clearly see her standing in the background.
Okay, and all of those, each one was checked?
No. A true comprehensive review takes a few days for each section of footage, and you only just told us this morning.
Right.
So, while we were able to obtain the digital downloads from each station, it's going to take some time to fully vet. But that...
I know. The effort and resources to fake footage from multiple national live television broadcasts probably doesn't exist, but what about this real fake program I keep hearing about?
I think you mean deepfake. Oh. And used on one network feed, we'd be able to detect that.
Right.
The same program with synchronized timestamps and footage faked from multiple different angles at once? Without technology, it does not exist.
Got it. So, in a nutshell, then, what you're telling me is...
She didn't murder Chuck and Janet. She was 6,000 miles away. And in a gown I didn't think a woman in her 40s could pull off.
So what was happening there? What else was newsworthy that happened at that event? Anything that would indicate why Jocelyn was at the French embassy to begin with?
Yeah, I've already checked with France's intelligence agency, and one of the agents in our Quantico HQ has connections inside the DGSE. She was able to figure out that something did take place that evening, but apparently embarrassed enough over whatever it was that they won't share. When Agent Fowler's picture was shown, they became... You know, let's just say the tales of the Parisian temper are not exaggerated.
So then there's a chance she's completely innocent.
Said nobody ever about Jocelyn. Innocent is the last adjective I'd use to describe that bitch. Innocent of the murder of your in-laws? It is leaning in that direction, yes.
All right. Okay, what about my crash site? What's going on with that?
NTSB arrived at Mount Markham yesterday afternoon. They deployed a special crash investigation team that's used to dealing in harsher than normal environments. They set up camp nearby and expect to be there a week to 10 days. They're mapping out the crash and debris fields now. DEA agents that were embedded within the team are conducting their own search, and they're looking for canisters of dream wax. Nothing yet, but they only just got started.
And I assume they'll be sent up to DEA headquarters in Virginia for analysis, right?
That's correct. It would be the first confirmed sample of the narcotic to be secured since the strain was introduced a few years back. They're already clearing up an entire lab facility to focus on just that in anticipation.
Well, between our local chief of engineering and myself, we visited both Palmer and McMurdo to have radioactive canisters added to the piles of equipment that are being returned through the Office of Polar Projects. Marshall Murphy is aware, and a task force is ready to begin monitoring their movements.
You wouldn't believe the amount of secrecy around this operation, Bass. They set up in one of the empty skiffs in the FBI section of the federal building. High-ranking brass from DOJ are keeping close tabs on this. And rumor has it, even the Situation Room is watching.
That's... I would think it'd be a bit below the pay grade of the White House. Drug trafficking isn't usually worthy of their attention. That seems odd.
Odd has been the status quo over the last few weeks. We're seeing a lot of chatter across international channels on foreign affairs and monitoring individuals of interest. The Bureau's cybercrime and financial divisions have been working overtime to find any steady or suspicious international money trails, coming in or out. I hear the IRS was directed to get involved, but again, only for reported income of very specific individuals, foreign nationals.
Why the enhanced interest in non-citizens? Is it like another Patriot grab or what?
It certainly has all the earmarks. I'm not sure what rattled Washington's cage, but it's cross-divisional in interest. How are you doing, Bass? How have you been since reconciling with what happened with Diane?
It's okay. You can say her name, Fee. Even I can. Diane. And to answer your question, I'm doing better. And chatting with the station's head doc helped. You can go ahead and tell me you told me so.
You have no idea how glad I am to hear that, Bass. I know this, all of this, coming to terms. It's more of a marathon than a sprint, but I am so happy. No, I am so proud of you for finally taking the time you need to deal with everything.
Are you done?
Seriously. I know you don't do feelings. Nope. And you hate talking about them even more.
Yep.
But I'm really happy for you.
And go ahead and say it, Fee.
I told you it would help to talk to the psychiatrist, you dumbass.
Are you happy now?
Yeah, you know, that felt great.
You never could pass up the chance, even when we were kids.
Listen, old habits, right?
Yeah.
We all have them. So, are they going to be able to send you your stuff back from the crash site?
Yeah. NTSB is sending back personal effects after they examine and clear them to make sure they're not a factor in the plane crash. Should be about a month or so, but I probably wouldn't expect them until around the end of October.
Okay, good. Glad to hear it. Listen, I'm headed out for the day, but okay. Let's catch up same time next week.
That sounds good. You take care up there, Fee.
Recording has commenced.
Okay. Dr. Wainwright, I've met formally. The rest of you lot, I only know from your dossier and background files I read on the flight down. So, just to get all the niceties out of the way, my name is Jocelyn Fowler. I'm a federal agent with the Defense Intelligence Agency, and I've been directed to review and improve upon all security precautions which are in place at this research station to ensure no further interruptions or bollocksing around.
Do you really feel this is necessary to be enacted here, Agent Fowler? I mean, nice to meet you, by the way. I mean, suppose one or two hiccups aside, we have been progressing along nicely. Murder and international espionage notwithstanding.
I'll answer in two parts. One, what I feel. Let me make this clear to you all. Nobody gives two tosses to how I feel. This is a mandate that comes directly from Beauregard Lowing and filtered through the Senate. The NSF had their concerns, but when push came to shove and having to choose between funding or continued lack thereof, well, I'll let you guess which one they chose. Two, is this necessary? Well, you tell me, Jovac. You've had a homicide, proprietary scientific data breached and almost handed over to the Chinese, attempted murder of a third-rate over-the-hill tosser of a marshal. The same killer escaped, openly discussed information pertaining to an Umbra-level top-secret research project, complete disruption of that same project by intentional electrical sabotage, and a general weakness in the running of special programs.
Now, see here.
I see all too clearly, Wainwright. Beauregard Lowing sees all too clearly. The United States government also sees all too clearly. Every one of the instances I just cited happened over the last 18 months. Each one happened on your watch and under your command. However, those whom we all take our direction from still see value in having you continue on. Why? I have no ideas. I think you're a load of tosh myself. But, as you Yanks always say, somebody up there must really like you.
You don't have to resort to insulting us, young lady. Each of us are leaders in our academic fields and contributions we have made both academia as well as Beauregard's research and development programs are...
appreciated. However, your contributions to those endeavors will be coming to an end, Van Zandt.
Pardon me?
This is a letter to you from Professor Mitrovic at Brown University, thanking you for the many years of work and advancements you've made while as a professor at uni. She is saddened that you have decided to retire and will be leaving Amundsen Scott, but is sure you will enjoy the relative quiet and relaxation you so richly deserve. It was beautifully written. Brought a tear to my eye and everything.
This is ridiculous. I have no intention of...
I'd highly suggest that you choose your next words very carefully, Van Zandt. That letter can easily be amended to reflect stripping you of tenure rather than retirement. Good choice, Granddad. Smart lad. Now, that leaves Dr. Lorenz.
Oh, am I going to be dismissed too?
Oh, quite the contrary, love. Your time on station has been exemplary. You've acted as a solid firewall against decisions made while in the field from Wainwright here. Your updates and reports on a specific project I won't mention while I have this chattelbox on my jubbles have been extremely well received by Director Dantes. No, my dear doctor, you won't be sacked as far as I've seen.
This, all this, is unacceptable and preposterous, ludicrous. If you think you can just walk onto this station and start making unilateral decisions without any consultation of myself or...
Hello. Well, I assume if I'm getting this call, that means Larry is flying off the handle and about to make some big chest-thumping speech about how he is in charge. Agent Fowler?
Good evening, Director Dantes. My apologies for waking you at this ungodly hour. However, there seems to be a bit of a row about what powers I've been granted to ensure the security of... specific projects here on station?
If I am expected to lead this research station and perform the duties Beauregard and Lowen expect of me...
Let me make this very easy. On all of us. Before we sent Agent Fowler down to the station, she outlined initial steps she wanted to take and improve security and general OPSEC. The board of directors approved 9 out of 10 of her recommendations unanimously. Van Zandt is out. Encryption protocols will be enhanced. The deputy marshal's girlfriend will be replacing him.
What? He has a girlfriend?
Oh, I hadn't gotten to that little gem just yet, Director.
Thought the man was gay.
Well, we can just chalk that one up to the whiskey and oxy then. Larry, the only recommendation, that 10th one not approved, was having you removed as head of the station and the project as a whole. Not to stroke your ego or any other body part. Most of the board still find you competent and an asset to have in place. I happen to be one of them. So as a parting bit of advice, before I hang up this call and go take a piss since I'm awake, wait while you're ahead, Larry. Anything else, Agent Fowler?
No, Director Dantes. I believe we're all aces here once again. Now that the niceties are done with, let's move on to the new security procedure and hardware I'll be introducing, starting with the ice caves. The current video surveillance you have is laughable and is the best technology 1997 had to offer. I intend to introduce a new series of technology...
Recording started.
So we're all clear then. Next steps on how we'll proceed.
I'm clear, but also nervous at the same time?
Just stick to the plan, Tommy. You'll be just fine. Have to say, this is one hell of an idea you two cooked up.
It was Kendra's suggestion. I have to give her all the credit.
It may have been my idea, but it will take all of us to make it happen. Where's Mr. Ferguson?
Oh, Landry has him on a cargo fire inspections. Said he was sorry he couldn't make it. Told him next time, he best stop poking that gator with a stick. That boy will never learn.
What the hell? What's all this, Marshmallow?
Sorry, Jocelyn, but happy you could make it. I apologize in advance for making it look like Wainwright wanted to have this meeting, but I do enjoy sharing a good meal.
You what?
I figured your first day would be spent dealing with the 4 scientists working on that project you'd love to stay hidden, but figured why not end the evening with a small meal, and so I can introduce you formally to several people on the station whom I count as trusted allies.
What are you playing at, Marlowe?
Before I start, let me go over tonight's dinner to celebrate your first day at a Munson Scott. Being it is also a Sunday, I had our lunch lady Alice prepare a proper British roast dinner. Here we have roast beef, mashed potatoes, and mushroom gravy, my favorite as well. We have Yorkshire pudding, stuffing, peas, carrots, broccoli, or cauliflower. And to drink, and direct from the private stash Dr. Wainwright doesn't know I'm aware of, a bottle of Chateau Aison Bordeaux Blend, 2010. Please, we'd be honored if you join
us. Oh, nice hat, Depp Marsh. Empire rocks.
We'll pass the dishes around and I'll make the introductions.
Oh, this should be good for a laugh, if nothing else. By the by, that is a 1,500 quid a bottle of red that you've procured from Wainwright.
I'll go out of pocket on this one. Already have a replacement bottle en route from our local scrounger. Now, I believe you and Mr. Kelly are already acquainted.
Almost intimately, you could say. Right, Tommy?
Not to be rude on your first day, but I'd really prefer Mr. Kelly. Agent Fowler, if you please.
To your left is Mr. Todd, head of our critical internet technology operations here on the station. He's quite adept at ensuring our communication and data lines run smoothly.
Enchanté, ite, please I do a vous en font to say, Mademoiselle Flower. Si vous plaît, ne nous t'y passe en vous la désir.
No promises, love. We're sorry to hear about your boyfriend's disappearing act.
The needs of the many. Exactly how he'd want it to happen. Oh, try the stuffing. It's really quite yummy.
The handsome man to the left is Ezekiel. Francis Bustamante.
The hell, old man. You promised, man.
Jesus. Head of our station engineering and all-to-all operations, my best friend, confidant, and can make a passable brisket and barbecue ribs.
Better than your Kansas Wizard of Oz tomato sauce pulled pork cooking.
Come on, guys. Give it a rest till the next cookout event already.
Oh, you're right, Thomas. Next to me, we have Patrick Dauber, chief electrician and head of botanical studies on station.
Oh, hey. turns out I have a doctorate from UC Berkeley. I am actually Dr. Duder.
What the hell? When did that happen?
Like 2007. I seriously lost like 8 years. I just can't remember. My cousin Jimmy must have been just perfecting his craft at the time. You know what I mean? Oh, man. That means I have, like, serious student loan bills to pay off. Oh, jeez, I just ruined the mood. I am so sorry, dudes.
And finally, may I present Dr. Kendra Jennings, scientist in the Dark Sector Lab and the South Pole Telescope Project, also my girlfriend.
Pleased to meet you, Agent Fowler. Bass has, well, talks very, well, he's mentioned you a few times. I hope you're settling in well at the station.
So there you have it. Everybody, this is Agent Jocelyn Fowler, most recently a specialist with DCS and tasked with foreign intelligence infiltration.
Defense Clandestine Service? Like Gemini Man? Wow. Not one of Will Smith's best films, for sure. No wonder he got all slappy afterwards.
Former second lieutenant with SAS Counter-Sniper, who assisted with Operation Marlboro in Baghdad 2005.
Damn, girl. But you got some good stories to tell. I look forward to hearing them.
Agent Fowler? Well, you already ate dinner. Not hungry? I assure you, Lunch Lady Alice...
What's your game here, Marshmallow?
Well, it occurred to me. Once you were down here, you'd start trying to reckon who my strengths and allies were. Identify any weaknesses you could use and ascertain just exactly how much about Atlas I know. We all know. So, Zeke, elbows off the table, my man. We have a fancy guest.
Oh, shit. Excuse me. My bad, lawman. Sorry, Agent Lady.
So, I figured I'd save you the trouble. Thought the best thing I could do was to gather, well, most of those individuals and provide you directly with whatever it is you want to know. Save you the trouble and hassle of going all cloak and dagger.
Oh, that McColwyn Henry Thomas in 1984. Oh, atrocious movie. And the Marvel series, same name, 2019.
Even worse.
Doc Jinjin, would you please pass some of those savory patatas over this way? I'm in the middle of sculpting something over here. This means something. This is, like, important.
Are you lot taking the piss? Has anybody tested the water around here?
Many times. Trust me. Water's been tested many times. Less than 2 parts per trillion. I'm 100% on the up and up here, Joss. Seriously, you really should try the beef. It is very good.
You are all seriously off your rockers.
Oh, well, if you already ate, then I apologize, and I'll try to get better at scheduling next go-around. But before you go, a toast! I have the advantage here. You're not up against one, you're up against many. Those present, and those not seated. I may be forced to work on station with you, but always to be clear, if you're in my way, I won't try to go through you as you'd expect. I won't even be there for you to be in the way. I'll already be 2 steps past you. Welcome to a Munson Scott, Jocelyn. Word of caution, on the ice, always expect the unexpected.
This is Brian Bradley. Thank you for listening to our show. We are commercial free and able to do so thanks to our amazing sponsors. You can help support 90 Degrees by visiting our Patreon page. Go to 90degreespodcast.com. That's the number 90 and degrees podcast, all one word, .com. You'll find a direct link to our Patreon page where you can make a monthly pledge and get shirts, buttons, stickers, or even a shout out as an honorary station polie. Speaking of, we'd like to send a special shout out to the following polies: Ernest A. Polron and Padma Numi. Thank you for your sponsorship. It helps and supports us in so many ways.
This has been 90 Degrees South. On behalf of the cast and crew, I'd like to thank you for listening. If you liked the episode and are enjoying the series, please remember to give us a like, a share, a tweet, send a raven, or review on iTunes, Audioboom, or your favorite podcast site. It helps us to get the word out and keeps the cold at bay. Until next time.
This has been a BMB production.